Spencer Chase from the Woolsey Westington FFA chapter in South Dakota State University, talking with Cole Diggins from Brno, Missouri, the winner of the AgriScience Division Environmental Services and Natural Resource Systems Division I. Cole, congratulations.
Thank you, Spencer. I'm just really happy to be here and get to talk to you right now.
Well, I'm glad to see you as well. And Cole, what can you tell me about the project that you undertook to win this award?
Well, the project that I undertook was that I did a study on if hedge apples, or the Osage orange tree, as you may have heard of it called, was an effective natural bug repellent. Okay. I then tested to see if it would work on pollinators and other miscellaneous bugs like that, and spiders in the home. I tested it and found that hedge apples are a natural 100% bug repellent. And you can actually purchase those hedge apples online at a place called www.hedgeappleranch.com. It will include prices, and the shipping is included in the prices. And it's 100% good for the environment, and it does not harm the insects.
So what was the thought process that led you to think, you know what, this needs to be tested? Tell me about that a little bit.
Well, you see, I had a cousin, and she has terrible bee allergies. She was about 4, and I didn't want her to go out and play in the pool and risk getting stung. Well, I was talking to my grandfather about it one day, and acting like it was common knowledge, he told me that it's hedge apples. Just take them and cut them up and spread them around your pool. And he said, I guarantee you that those bees and mud daubers and everything will be gone. I tried it out, and it was. So that's what led me to do this experiment on testing it on all the bugs and doing a scientific study of it.
So looking forward, what do you see as a very practical application of this knowledge?
Well, as I told you earlier, there are businesses in this application, and I actually run my own business in it, and it supplements my SAE program.
Okay.
I also want to test and see if this can be used on bed bugs and other insects that are causing problems in places like New York, where we're stacked bed on top of bed, and in these cities where it's becoming a growing problem. I've also want to see if it can be used in colony collapse disorders. I've noticed it doesn't harm the bees that it repels.
And looking forward, when we're thinking college and careers, are you thinking of doing something similar to this in your future?
Yes, I totally want to fulfill this as my college career in the sustainable environment, that region of science and study.
Okay, and how are you planning on doing that?
I plan on going to Mizzou and studying there. Okay. And becoming an agri-scientist.
All right, well, best of luck to you in your future. Good to talk to you, Cole.
Thank you, Spencer.
That's Cole Diggins from the Brno, Mizzou FFA chapter. For FFA Today, I'm Spencer Chase.